Grace and peace to you on this day. Here we are for Motivational Monday, and today's theme is weaving. Perhaps as we consider that theme, that image, that metaphor for life, we will find some good inspiration to live out our faith into God. Well, the verse for today is Exodus 2, 23 through 25. And it goes like this. After a long time, the king of Egypt died. The Israelites groaned under their slavery and cried out. Out of their slavery, their cry for help rose up to God. Let our prayer rise up like incense, we sing. Prayers rising up to God. And then it says, God heard their groaning, their laments, their pains, their sufferings. And God remembered his covenant with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. God looked upon the Israelites, and God took notice of them. A powerful reminder that God takes notice of you and all that you are living through. God never abandons, God never separate from, God laying on the floor with you in tears and suffering and lament, and God rejoicing with you throughout your life. God hears the cries and laments, and God joins in rejoicing. You see, today we can reflect on God's startling appearance to Moses in a burning bush. Wouldn't we like that, that God would show up in one of my rhododendrons and speak to me? Maybe not so fast. I don't know what I would do if that started to happen. But that event begins the journey of the Hebrews from slavery to freedom. Because God was suffering with them. God had never imagined people doing what they do to each other, where life is disposable, where people are abused, where people are trashed, right? God desires full freedom and full life. And so God calls upon Moses to lead the people out into that wilderness and beyond the wilderness into a land flowing with milk and honey so they have an opportunity for their families and for their children, for this world to thrive. The promise was they would be a great nation, that they would be a great people, and that they would be a blessing with descendants as many as the stars of the heavens. In this encounter, we're aware of what God is experiencing and thinking because it's interwoven with the experience of Moses and his people in slavery. We see that God calls to Moses, and he begins with God's own heartache over the plight of the Hebrew people. God is not unmoved by our plight. God is very moved, motivated in our plight. You see, our lives are also interwoven with God's presence in this time and place. This story invites us to ask God, what breaks your heart about the world right now? As you discover what breaks the heart of God, you'll also find your own calling hiding in this bush. You'll discover that you can hear and understand the unmistakable voice of God. You'll see how the disparate threads of your life story weave together to become your calling. You'll uncover your spiritual gifts and natural talents, and you'll tap into a well of gratefulness for those who've affirmed those gifts and talents within you. Just consider what you can talk about, write about, think about, do for long periods of time, and never get bored. Consider what others have commended for you, and then consider the intersections of your passion and the world's need. Because when your passion aligns with a world need, you will set that world on fire. You will be part of the redemption of God's people, the resurrection life that's needing to break forth in the here and now. Well, let's hear this good story about weaving.
One of my hobbies is cross-stitching. Once a piece is finished, I'm always relieved that only the front shows because the back is usually a mess. Looking at the back, I sometimes do not recognize the picture created on the front. When I read the story of Moses, it is easy to only see the back of his life. A baby whose life is in danger at birth, a Jew raised in Pharaoh's court. He murders an Egyptian and is living in exile in the land of Midian. I suspect that the colors used to tell these parts of his story are dark, tangled, and knotted. But through each part of Moses' life, there is also a brilliant thread woven throughout that creates a theme of God's calling. Maybe it is gold, maybe it is silver, but each time it is woven into the picture, it highlights the spectacular, gives definition to the challenges, and confirms how God takes humans just as we are and calls us into service for things greater than we can imagine possible. This is the thread of calling. My thread of calling weaves in and out of stories that led me to serve as a senior pastor of a Baptist church. Many of the threads on the backside are knotted, severed, and mix-matched. There is, however, a definite thread, I like to imagine it as a deep royal blue, that sets the course by weaving in between and around obstacles, poor choices, and cultural stereotype until the created picture on the front is outlined, highlighted, and given depth by the thread of calling. In addition to a professional calling, God gifted me with a supportive husband and two amazing sons. The calling as wife and mother stand out as the vivid crimson woven in the art that tells the story of my life. What does that thread of calling look like in your life? When the thread has been tangled and knotted, who patiently worked with you to straighten it out in order for you to realize you were standing on holy ground? When you look at the front of your personal tapestry, what amazing picture do you see on display? Follow the brilliant thread of calling to discover all the ways God has spoken to you on holy ground. Like Moses, how is God calling you to great things that you never dreamed were possible?
How is God calling us to great things that we maybe didn't even consider possible? Deep question for us. Well, here's a few more questions to wrestle with throughout your week, maybe with loved ones, with some friends, with a mentor in faith. But what is the theme of God's calling in your life? And how have you experienced that theme? Another, what's one life story that has fed directly into a calling in your life? And why? How have your callings changed throughout your life? We know calls do change. Life experiences change. God is always shaping and forming. It's like that lump of clay that we are on the potter's wheel. And as it spins, God gently forms us into something beautiful and good and blessed for the sake of the whole, for the other. But it changes, maybe over time. So how have your callings changed throughout your life? And then what's an example of a calling that has led you to something that you never dreamt was possible? What's an example of a calling that has led you to something you never dreamt was possible? Good considerations. Well, know that God is a master weaver and God is with you as you weave throughout this life. My hope and prayer is that you feel strengthened on the journey, that you're knit into the fabric of community, and as you explore call and giftedness, that you experience the fullest measure of being able to share that in this life, your one wild and precious life, with the world. All right. Good day.